Blind Geek Zone, podcast number 24 for March 31st, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. I've been gone for a little over a month here, and I apologize for that. I've had quite a few things going on here. I've also had a bad cold for a couple weeks, and it's kind of had me under the weather, so couldn't do any recordings because my voice was just really messed up from my cold. So just getting better now, and wanted to get another podcast out to everybody. Got quite a few things to talk about today, so we'll get started. First, I would like to talk about my mailing lists. As I told you on Blind Geek Zone podcast number 23, Freelis had terminated the Blind Geek Zone mailing list for whatever reason. So that made my move over to Yahoo Groups get moved forward quite a bit. I had to contact everybody that was on the Freelis mailing list and asked them to come over to the Yahoo side, and quite a few did. We originally had a little bit over 100 members on the Freelis list. We don't have quite that many on the Yahoo list, but as of today, we do have 75 members. The list is running excellent. We've had no problems whatsoever. We've got quite a bit of traffic, quite a few people talking back and forth, so, you know, hopefully, if anybody is interested, they'll join that mailing list. If you would like to join the Yahoo Groups Blind Geek Zone mailing list, simply send an email to blindgeekzone-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. You'll get a confirmation message that has a bunch of instructions in it. You can simply disregard all those. Simply reply to the message, and you'll be added to the list. If you're not a Yahoo member, generally, that's not a problem. You can send and receive messages from the list without a problem. You just won't be able to do certain things on the list with list settings. You won't be able to access the archives. You know, that's for members only, unfortunately, so if that's a problem, you'd want to become a member. But other than that, you don't need to be a member to just send and receive messages to the list, so generally the capture problem shouldn't be any issue for anybody on the list, and I haven't had any complaints so far or any problems. Speaking of mailing lists, last week, I became the owner of three more mailing lists. Jeff Bishop had asked me a couple of weeks ago if I would be interested in taking over a couple of mailing lists for him. These lists are associated with blindprogramming.com, which appears to now be gone. Blindprogramming.com was a programmer's reference website, had all kinds of programming information, things like that, and it also had five different mailing lists. It had the blind programming mailing list. It had Blind News, has JAWS Lite, JAWS Scripts, and Blind-Windows. Now Jeff has retained ownership of Blind Programming, and Blind News is kind of up in the air right now. The guy that's running it has been having some problems, and he's had some problems with people complaining about him reposting content, generally giving him a hard time, which is unfortunate because the list was great, had a lot of good information on it, Blind News from around the world, and it, you know, really was a good list, and I hope it doesn't disappear. Right now, there's talk about moving it to the Google Groups, but I haven't seen that so far, so it's kind of in limbo. Now, for the JAWS Lite, the JAWS Scripts, and the Blind-Windows lists, I am now the owner of those lists. JAWS Lite is a mailing list that simply talks about all things related to the screen reader JAWS. Any kinds of problems you may be having with it, you know, questions about how to get it to do this or that, you know, problems of, you know, you doing something in a particular application that you want to know how to get JAWS to do it. It's not a list for asking about just general application questions or things like that. It's just strictly for questions about JAWS itself. And if you would like to join that list, you can send an email message to JAWSLITE, JAWSLITE, request@freelists.org. Place subscribe in the subject line and reply to the confirmation message. The next list is JAWS Scripts. And JAWS Scripts is a list that solely is for nothing except talking about scripting with JAWS, all aspects of the scripting process with JAWS. It's not for anything else, you know, like how to get JAWS to work with this or that. It's simply, you know, for scripting purposes only. If you want to ask somebody about maybe scripting a program or something like that, that's fine, things like that. And if you would like to join this list, it's also on free lists. And you can send a message to JAWSScripts-request@freelists.org. And that's freelists, freelists.org. Place subscribe in the subject line and reply to the confirmation message. Finally, there's Blind-Windows, another free list. Blind-Windows is for all things about Windows. Anything you want to know how to do in Windows, you can certainly ask it on this list. And all three of these lists are good lists, big lists, several hundred people on each list. If you'd like to join the Blind-Windows list, simply send an email to blind-windows-request@freelists.org. Place subscribe in the subject line and reply to the confirmation message. Unfortunately, these three lists are on free lists, and I don't really like that, you know, considering how free lists has really went downhill lately. But these lists had just recently moved to free lists, and I really don't want to rock the boat by moving them again. And as I said, there are hundreds of members on each list. I think one of the lists had over 500, so it would be a monumental undertaking to move these lists, so for right now, that's just not going to happen. So I just have to deal with the free list issues. But they're good lists, and anybody interested, I certainly welcome you to join the lists. Okay, next we're going to talk about an interesting little tidbit I found out on the mailing list a little while back and just hadn't gotten around to talking about here. As many of you know, the Adaware program had been replaced with Adaware 2007, and Adaware 2007 isn't at this point accessible. The folks at Lavasoft have stated that they would want to make Adaware 2007 accessible. And in the meantime, although Adaware 1.06 isn't supported any longer, they have provided a way to do manual updates. And I'm going to go through part of an email I received that explains how to do this. So what I'm going to do here is just simply read down through this and then comment.
The following instructions will help you to continue to use @-aware SE personal. Lenny from colon, quote Lavisoft news editor, quote less editor at Lavisoft.com, greater subject, colon re, colon. @-aware 2007, please accept our sincere apologies for delays on developing our new product so that it is compatible with your needs. As you know, we are addressing the issue this year. In the meantime, you are welcome to continue to use @-aware SE personal for as long as we are able to provide updates to @-aware SE's threat database. Lavisoft plans to continue to provide updates to the @-aware SE threat database well into this year. In order to continue to keep @-aware SE personal updated, you will need to perform manual updates when new definitions files are released. Here are the instructions for performing a manual update for @-aware SE. Close @-aware SE. Download the latest definitions file in zip format here. Link http://download.lavisoft.com/public/devs.zip and save the file to a temporary location. Unzip the contents of the file either with a zip utility or with a built-in support in Windows to the @-aware SE installation directory, which usually is quote /program/files/lavisoft/@-aware-se/quote. Open @-aware SE. Confirm that the latest definitions file is installed by checking the quote initialization status quote in the main program window. Best regards, Aaron Early at 9:56.
Okay. Basically, what this is saying is that you have to download the definitions file for @-aware manually. The email gives a link and tells you to first turn off @-aware, download the link, and then to place it into the programs section. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to kind of demonstrate this.
Link http://download.lavisoft.com/public/devs.zip.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this link and I'm going to download the devs.zip file.
Enter http://download.lavisoft.com/public/devs.zip link http://download.lavisoft.com/public/devs.zip-windows-internet-explorer file download dialog. Do you want to open or save this? Save button.
Alt plus S.
And then we want to save it.
Enter 0% of devs.zip from download.lavisoft.com completed dialog.
Alt plus N.
Save as dialog. File name colon edit combo devs.zip. Enter. Save as dialog. Save as dialog. f:\devs.zip already exists. Do you want to replace it? No button. Y. 0% of devs.zip from download.lavisoft.com completed dialog. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox checked.
Alt plus C.
28% of devs.zip from download.
And it's downloading. And when it gets finished, I'll open it up and I will copy it to where it needs to go.
94% of devs.zip from download.lavisoft.com completed. http://tab.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to have to go
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Outlook home, my computer, enter. My computer, audio-video, left paren, enter, folder VDEF, devs.zip. Devs.zip 2722KB, compressed left paren, zip, right paren,
And I'm going to open devs.zip.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. Devs.ref ref file 2721KB. No 2700. Devs.ref.
And there's just this one file in here, devs.ref. I'm going to copy it. And then I'm going to...
Music tasks. Folder view list view. Not selected. DocReader file folder. Folder view list view. Not selected. XP home left paren C. Enter. List view. Not selected. ATI system.
I'm going to go to my XP drive. Then I'm going to go to Programs.
P. Program Files File Folder 3/Enter. Folder View List View. Not selected 7-Zip.
And I'm going to look for @-aware.
A. ACB Rate A. Accessible Pro A. Adobe. A. Ahead. A. AIM 95. A. All in Play. A. Add. A. F. A. Folder View List View. Arachnophilia. A. ATI Multi. A. ATI Technology. A. Audacity. A. Audible.
Or no, it's Lavisoft. Jeez.
L. Lavisoft. Enter. Folder View List View. Not selected @-aware SE Personal File Folder 3/18/2. @-aware SE Personal.
Going to here.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. LAN file folder 3. Plugins. Skins. @-aware.x. Alert.wav. Defs.ref.
And you see the existing defs.ref. We're going to paste our new one in here.
Confirm file replace dialog. This folder already contains a file named y.
And I'm going to tell it yes.
@-aware SE personal. Copying .. dialog. Copying .. Defs.ref 2506KB ref file 2/18/2008 3:44 p.m. Install .log5KB. Defs.ref 2721KB ref file 3/31/2008 2:55 p.m.
Okay. Now we can close out of this.
Alt F4.
Go to the desktop.
Windows M. Desktop. A. ACB ray. @-aware SE personal.
Go to @-aware.
Enter. add-aware-se personal status screen status button.
And let's see, we're supposed to be able to check and see what updates we have here.
Tab, web update button, web update button.
Let's go into web update.
Web update screen definitions button. Current operation ready installed definitions file colon SE1R234 31.03.2008 installed core application colon 1.06R1 personal news colon. Press escape to close this message. Press escape to close this message. Blank. Current operation ready installed definitions file colon SE1R234 31.03.2008 installed core application.
Yeah, kind of read that pretty quick, but it's saying
operation ready installed definitions file colon SE1R234 31.03.2008,
and that's in European format, so that's 331.208 or 2008. So we're updated. Let's see, let me get out of here.
Space. Current operation red virtual PC. Definitions button. Tab. Tab. Definitions button. Virtual PC.
Oops.
Web update button. Tab.
Okay.
Tab. Tab. Shift shift tab. Settings button. Shift tab. Status screen. Shift tab. Status screen help button.
Well, I have the scripts installed here and I could simply press Control N now.
Next button not found.
Okay.
Tab, add watch button, tab, settings button, tab, quarantine tab, web update tab, about dot dot tab, status button, tab, scan now button.
There we go, then we would just go to scan now. So, you download the defs.zip file, open it up, copy your defs file to /programs/settings/lavasoft. Go into the AddAware SE menu, and then look for the defs.ref and simply replace it. To confirm that you've done this, open AddAware and then go to the web update and then go into the definitions and verify the version. And this is nice, so this will allow us to continue to use AddAware at least to some extent throughout the year, hopefully. And hopefully LavaSoft will get us an update to Lava or to AddAware 2007 so we can use it. Okay, next I'm going to give a real brief demonstration of another great little program I found on the web last week. Actually, another person told me about it. I've actually heard about it for quite a while. I've just never bothered to use it. I've pretty much always just cleaned windows here manually, but I needed to clean a machine last week at work, and it needed a lot of cleaning. And a person told me to try CCleaner. And I decided, what the heck, I'll go out and get it and give it a try. First of all, if you want to get CCleaner, the address is www.ccleaner.com, and you can download the program from there. What I'm going to do now is just give you a brief demonstration of the program.
Alt tab.
Oops.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, CCleaner.
And I'm going to go into CCleaner.
Enter. Piriform CCleaner dialog, online help check for updates, dot dot dot, cleaner button.
Alt plus C.
And the program isn't too hard to do. I'm going to just go around it here a little bit and show it to you. Do some tabbing around here and just show you a few things.
Tab, registry button.
Alt plus G.
You have a registry cleaner.
Shift tab, cleaner button.
Alt plus
G. You have the regular cleaner button.
Tab, registry button. Tab, tools button.
Alt plus G.
You have a tools button.
Tab, options button.
Alt plus O.
Options.
Tab, online help.
Online help.
Tab, check for updates, dot, dot, dot. Check for updates, dot, dot, dot. Tab, preview, Internet Explorer open checked.
And basically, this is a multi-tabbed dialog, and we're telling it things we want to clean, and go down through the list here. Internet Explorer is one of them.
Temporary Internet files checked.
Temporary Internet files.
Cookies checked.
Cookies.
History checked.
History.
Recently typed URLs checked.
Recently typed URLs.
Delete index.dat files checked.
The index.dat files, which track everything you do, that's checked.
Last download location checked.
Last download location.
Autocomplete form history checked.
Your autocomplete forms, your, so if you use autocomplete, you might not want to check that. Doesn't bother me, I clear them out here.
Windows Explorer open checked.
Yeah, we go into Windows Explorer.
Recent documents checked. Run left parent and start menu right parent checked. Search autocomplete checked.
And you see all the different things this will clean out for us.
Other Explorer MRs checked. System open checked. Empty recycle bin checked.
It'll empty the recycle bin for us.
Temporary files checked.
Temporary files under documents and settings under users. And we may clean out the Windows temp file as well, I believe.
Clipboard checked. Memory dumps checked. CHKDSK file fragments checked.
So all kinds of things here. Memory dumps, CHK disk files, check disk files.
Windows log files checked.
Windows log files.
Start menu shortcuts not checked. Desktop shortcuts not checked. Advanced open not checked.
And some things that it's not by default checking.
Old prefetch data not checked. Menu order cache not checked. Tray notifications cache not checked. Windows size slash location cache not checked.
But the things it can clean, it's just all kinds of stuff, and it's just so much faster than doing all this by hand.
User assist history not checked. IS log files not checked. Hotfix uninstallers not checked. Custom files and folders not checked.
Let's see here.
Tab, Windows tab.
That's the Windows tab.
Applications tab.
We have an applications
Windows
tab.
Applications tab. Read only edit. Blank.
Oops, I must have did something wrong there.
Tab, analyze button.
Alt plus A.
Shift tab, read only edit. Blank.
Okay.
Blank, shift tab, applications tab, Windows tab. Applications tab, tab, read only edit.
Okay, well.
Shift, Windows tab.
Yeah, that's the Windows section there.
Tab, read only edit. Tab, analyze button.
Alt plus A.
And we can tell it to analyze it. And it'll come back with recommendations.
Tab, run cleaner button.
Alt plus R.
Or you can just simply run the cleaner.
Tab, cleaner button.
Alt plus C.
And here if we go to registry.
Tab, registry button.
Alt plus G.
Space.
This will take us into the registry section of the cleaner.
Tab, tools button.
Alt plus T.
Tab, options tab. Online help. On tab. Check for updates. Dot dot tab. Preview. Registry integrity open checked.
Now we're in the registry settings of things it'll check. And then first thing is the registry's integrity. That's checked.
Missing shared DLLs checked.
Missing and shared DLLs, or missing shared DLLs, sorry.
Unused file extensions checked. ActiveX and class issues checked. Applications checked.
So all kinds of goodies here to look for.
Fonts checked. Application paths checked. Help files checked. Installer checked. Obsolete software checked. Run at startup checked. Start menu ordering checked. MUI cache checked. Tab, list view. Tab, scan for issues button.
Alt plus S.
And we could tell it to scan for issues, and it would come up with a list of issues that it's found, and we can either fix all of those or fix them one by one. You have the choice.
Tab, cleaner button.
Alt plus C.
And there's, we're back to our buttons. There's cleaner, which we just went through.
Tab, registry button.
Registry.
Alt
plus T. Tab, tools button.
Alt plus T.
Let's go into tools.
Space, uninstall. Tab, options button.
Alt
tab, online help. Tab, check for updates. Dot dot tab, uninstall button. Tab, startup button. Tab, list view, not selected, 7-zip 4.42.
Oh.
ACB radio, add-aware scripts 1.3.
And I guess this is basically an uninstall section where we could uninstall different applications on the system.
Tab, run uninstaller button.
Yeah.
Tab, rename entry button.
And I haven't really messed with this section yet.
Tab, delete entry button. Tab, save the text file, dot, dot, dot. Shift tab, delete entry button. Shift tab, rename entry button, rename entry button.
Oh boy, not sure what all that does.
Tab, tab, save the text, tab, cleaner button.
Alt plus
tab, registry tab, tools button.
Alt
tab, options button.
Alt plus O.
Go into options.
Space, about. Tab, online help. Tab, check for updates, dot dot dot. Tab, settings button. Tab, cookies button. Tab, include button. Tab, exclude button. Tab, advanced button.
There's all kinds of settings here that I'm not going to really go into right now, but you can if you download the program.
Tab, about button. Tab, http://www.cleaner.com/.
And that's just the address.
Tab, tab, tab.
Yeah, tab, tab, tab.
Tab, cleaner button.
Alt plus C.
And we're back to cleaner. So, and if I run cleaner.
Space. tab, registry button.
Alt plus G.
Back in the cleaner section.
Tab, tools button, tab, options, tab, online, tab, check for up to tab, preview, cut tab, windows, tab, tab, C cleaner left parent, C cleaner dot X right parent is trying to connect to WW80 left parent, HTTP dash world wide web right parent, piriform C cleaner. Blank, tab, analyze button,
Alt plus
tab, run cleaner button,
Alt plus R.
And then I can run the cleaner just by going to here.
Space, dialog, OK button.
And we don't get a lot of feedback.
Jaws to PC.
You can Jaws cursor.
Sidegate personal firewall 03/31/2 with PC.
Yeah, there's my firewall.
Alt tab. Sidegate personal firewall tab. Sidegate first tab. No button tab. Detail gray tab. Remember my space.
Check.
Tab. Yes but space. Piriform C cleaner dialog. Online help check for updates. Dot dot dot. Jaws to PC. Corner do not show me this mess. Gray notifications cache. Tools button windows. Gray corner do not registry button. Cancel button. Are you sure you wish to proceed? This process will permanently delete files from your system. OK button.
Okay.
PC. Blank.
Piriform C cleaner dialog.
Preview custom files and folders not checked. Windows tab. Read only edit. Analyze button. Run cleaner tab. Blank. Alt tab. Gold wave. Zoom. Alt tab. Menu bar. File.
F.
Tab. Leaving menus. Zoom.
1.000 seconds.
File. Alt tab. Alt tab.
No, oh, that's interesting. The program disappeared.
Windows
me.
M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. C cleaner. Tab. Start button. Tab, gold wave button, tab, HD 0:90 degrees fair, shift tab, gold wave, piriform C cleaner button, pure enter. Piriform C cleaner. Jaws to PC, piriform C cleaner dialog, minimize symbol, Mac V2.05.555, MS Windows XP SP2, Intel Pentium 4 CPU 3.00 GHz, 1.0 GB RAM, all dash Windows tab, applications tab, temporary files, scroll up symbols, close symbol, cleaner button. This process will permanently delete files from your system, OK button. PC.
Okay, we have a dialogue here.
Piriform C cleaner dialogue. Tab. Piriform C cleaner dialogue.
Piriform C cleaner dialogue.
Start button 2:48 p.m. clock. System tray 100% space. Piriform C cleaner dialogue. Tab.
Yeah, and this generally is not being this persnickety, but.
Jaws to PC. Piriform C V2.05 MS Windows Intel Windows temporary close symbol. Temporary file scroll up symbol, close symbol. Cleaner button. This process will permanently delete files from your system. Are you sure you wish cancel button? Are you sure you wish to proceed? Cancel button. Registry button. Cancel button. PC.
And I believe it's cleaning.
Jaws to PC. PC.
Piriform C cleaner dialog.
Start button 2:48 p.m. clock. System tray 100%. Piriform C cleaner button. Running applications. Taskbar 100%. Piriform C cleaner dialog. Tab. Space.
And it's generally not done this before. I don't know why it's doing this to me. Just because I'm trying to demonstrate it, I guess.
Piriform C cleaner dialog. Jaws to PC. Piriform C V2.0 MS Intel Windows tab temper close sim cleaner button. This process will permanently delete files from your system. OK button. This process will permanent delete files from your system. Period. OK button. K. O. Left click, Piriform C cleaner dialog, online help check for a PC. Jaws to PC.
There, now it's working.
Custom files and options button, scroll online help, check for updates. Custom files and folders, analyze hotfix and installers, custom files and folders. Hotfix and scroll left symbol, scroll right symbol, IS log file, user assist history, C colon tools button, windows I slash locate, C colon backslash gray notifications cache, C colon backslash the menu order cache, old prefetch data advanced, C colon back registry button, desktop short, i.e. temporary internet files left pair. Piriform C cleaner dialog, minimize symbol, maximize symbol, close symbol. V2.05.555. MS Windows XP SP2. Intel Pentium 4 CP Windows tab applications temporary files scroll up symbol cleaning complete clipboard dash dash dash.
Oh, there
dash.
It said cleaning complete.
PC.
Okay. It isn't perfectly accessible, but it's accessible enough. You sometimes have to play around with the Jaws cursor a little bit. Mostly not. I don't know why that OK box didn't just come up normally. Usually it does, but it's a nice tool, and if you don't mind the little quirks, it works really good. Does a very good job of cleaning your system out, and I definitely recommend it, and I use it here on my machines at home all the time now. Okay. Now I'm over on my Vista machine here to show you one last little program demonstration. This is another program that I found actually a couple weeks ago out on a website called overclockers.com. What this little program does is, if you have a dual core machine or a quad core machine, you know, Intel, AMD, this program will display the temperatures of the CPUs, and it gets its information directly from the processor, so it's nice and accurate, and gives us a nice way to monitor our system temperatures, or at least our CPU temperatures in this case. So let me bring it up. Let's see here.
Windows M, desktop, folder, home. RID 1 of 26, enter, RID, folder, view, list, view, not selected, app, data, 10, slash, D, desktop, D, document, D, downloads, enter. Folder, view, list, view, not selected, core temp, guru 3, core temp, enter, folder, view, list, view, not selected, changes.txt, core temp.x.
Yeah, okay, and I'm going to run the program. It's just a very small little program, no installer or anything, you just run it.
Enter. User account control dialog. An unidentified program wants access to your computer. Don't run the program unless you know where it's from or you used it before. CoreTemp.x unidentified publisher user account can alter. CoreTemp folder view list view. CoreTemp.x 3/17/2008/5:15 p.m. application 219k.
Oops.
Alt tab. CoreTemp core number 0:7. Alt tab. CoreTemp 0.97.0.4. CoreTemp folder view list view. CoreTemp.x 3.
Doggone it. I closed it out.
Enter. User account control dialog. Alt core temp list view. Core temp.x
204.
Core temp file menu bar. File menu bar. Alt tab. Core temp core number 0:79 degrees G. Full alt tab. Core temp 0.97.1. Tab.
Let's see.
Shift tab.
Trying to close the right window this time.
File menu bar. Escape. Alt tab. Core temp. Core temp folder view list view core temp.x 3/17/2008/5:15 p.m. applicate alt f4 core temp 0.97.1.
Okay, now here's the program. The program isn't real accessible, but it really doesn't need to be. Basically, the only thing you have to change in it is whether you want it to display in Celsius or Fahrenheit.
Menu bar file.
Alt plus F.
Menu file menu. Refresh left parent F5 right parent.
R.
X. Options menu. Settings.
S.
And you go into the options menu.
System tray setup. Always on top.
A.
Settings.
S.
And go into settings.
Enter. Leaving menus. Settings. Tab.
And.
JAWS to PC. Settings. Temp read interval colon 1000 ms. Temp log interval colon 1000 ms. Graphic 325 enable login checkbox checked. Graphic 139 disable overheating warning checkbox not checked. Graphic 325 show temperature in Fahrenheit checkbox checked.
And then you would have to click on it here with your left button.
Left click show temperature in Fahrenheit checkbox not checked. Graphic 139 start minimize checkbox not checked. Graphic 139 show temperature in Fahrenheit checkbox not checked. Left click
checked.
And just check it.
Graphic 139 start minimize checkbox not checked. Graphic 139 show delta to junction max temp checkbox not checked. OK button, defaults button, cancel button, PC. Show temperature tab.
Oops.
JAWS to PC. Graphic 100, graphic OK button, defaults button, cancel button, OK button, K. Left click, core temp 0.97.1, core temp 0.97.
And that's about it. Once you set it, you can pretty much forget it. You can go up to the file menu.
Alt F menu, show slash hide.
Yes.
And go to show slash hide.
Enter, leaving menus, start button.
And
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, grid.
1 of 26.
Tab, start button. Tab, taskbar, gold wave button. Tab, system tray core number 0:79 degrees Fahrenheit, core number 1:86 degrees Fahrenheit button.
And then in your system tray, you'll have temperatures for each of your cores.
Core number 0:79 degrees Fahrenheit, core number 1:86 degrees Fahrenheit button.
And as you can tell, mine are running nice and cool. So this is kind of a geeky little program, but, you know, for those of us who like to monitor our system health, this is a great little program. It won't work on single-core processors, Pentium 4s, Celerons, things like that, but it does work on all the AMD multi-core processors and the newer Intel multi-core processors, such as the Quad Core 2 Duo, or not the... the Intel Core 2 Duo and the Intel Core Quad.
processors, and of course the AMD quads and duals and the tri-cores and all those good things. So I don't have the link for this. I will get that and I will try to post it in a blog entry out on the blog if anybody is interested. And if I don't get the link, if anybody wants it, just contact me by email and I'll get the link for you and make sure you get it.
Okay, back over on the XP machine now to wrap this up. That's about all I had for this time. So I hope everybody has enjoyed this. Hopefully I'll be back sooner next time for another podcast. But thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.